Turkey has declared a three-month state of emergency in areas hit by two massive earthquakes. It gives government officials greater power in rescue and reconstruction efforts. Emergency teams are racing to save potentially thousands of victims still trapped after Monday's quakes. The number of people confirmed killed across Turkey and neighboring Syria is now more than 7,000. The U.S. plans to sell Poland about $10 billion in weapons. Officials say that includes 18 HIMARS rocket launchers and ammunition for the mobile platform. The U.S. wants to shore up a crucial NATO ally as Russia pressures its war in neighboring Ukraine. Poland has also sought rocket launchers from South Korea. And in the U.S., President Biden is preparing to deliver his second State of the Union address, this amid renewed tensions with China and a brewing battle with Republicans over raising the debt ceiling. The White House says he will use the speech to call for a minimum tax on billionaires and to quadruple the levy on stock buybacks. Full coverage and analysis will be coming up here on Bloomberg Television. And in the UK, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has reshuffled his cabinet after a rocky first 100 days in office. He's creating a new department focused on energy security and another to deal with science, innovation and technology. Sunak's Conservative government trails the opposition Labour Party by around 20 points in opinion polls as voters grapple with a health services and cost of living crisis. Global News, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in over 120 countries. I'm Sue Keenan. This is Bloomberg.